Good afternoon, everyone. It's so glad to be back. Today, this afternoon, we're going to talk about discipleship. But before that, before we talk about the same old boring stroke that Pastor Steve was telling all of the leaders in this church, in this movement, let me first introduce to you my family. First, this is my wife. This is my beautiful wife. Her name is Eds, and we have an addition to our family. He's 2 months old inside the tummy. This is his first picture, so we're expecting to have a baby boy, though the doctors didn't say anything yet, so we're believing for that. Can we say an amen to that?
Amen.
All right, thank you so much. No, we're saying that we're going to talk about the same old boring strokes of discipleship this afternoon. But though the method is old and boring, discipleship will never be boring. And that's what we're going to talk about this afternoon. So if you have your Bibles with you, can you just read these verses with me? It's in Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 20. And verse 16, it says, "Passing along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen." Verse 17, it says, "And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men.'" Verse 18, "And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who were in their boat mending the nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and followed him." See, just a brief background for these verses that we have read a while ago. This is Jesus coming from the wilderness. You see, before he started his ministry, he went to the wilderness to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. And after that, he went down from the wilderness and then he passed by the Sea of Galilee and see these two brothers who were fishermen. And we're going to talk about discipleship and what does it mean to be a disciple of Christ? What does it mean to be a follower of Christ? What does it mean to be in a discipleship journey, discipleship process? Right? Let's look at first verse 17. It says, "And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me and I will make you become fishers of men.'" Jesus gave a call to follow him. Follow me. And today in our generation, in our social media generation, a follower has a completely different meaning from what the meaning of follower is in Jesus' time. And just recently, I just opened my Twitter account. To this day, I have 22 followers. Thank you for the 22. All right. So followers in our day are simply people who would like to know what we're thinking, who would like to know whether what we have tweeted on the social media, what we have posted in the social media are good or not. If they like your tweet, they like your post, they would hit like. If they really, really like your post, they would retweet it or even share it to some of their friends. But you see, in Jesus' time, it's a different meaning. To us, a follower simply means someone who wants to see what you're thinking, but in Jesus' time, it's completely different. In our time, to be a follower doesn't mean to have a personal interaction. Or to be a follower, it doesn't really mean that you want to seek counsel of the one you're following, right? In Jesus' time, it's completely different. And let's look at John chapter 1, verse 37 to 38. It says, "The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus." This is the disciples of John the Baptist before Jesus started his ministry. "So Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, 'What are you seeking?' And they said to him, 'Rabbi,'" which means teacher, "'where are you staying?'" These two questions right here gives us a picture of a personal interaction with the person of Jesus Christ. The disciples have a personal interaction, personal interface with Jesus Christ himself. Unlike in our time today, we can just surf the net, click someone on Twitter, and we're already followers of the person. But in Jesus' time, it's different. You see, the Greek translation of a follower, it means mathetes, and its meaning is to be a pupil or a student. No wonder the disciples called Jesus rabbi or teacher. So it entails that they are receiving lessons from the person that they are following with. And it says that someone who closely followed a teacher and had a relationship with that person. So a follower has a close relationship with the one they're following with. They may be sharing lives together. They're sharing life lessons. And in Jesus' time, they're sharing life lessons that are meant to live in a day-to-day basis. They're learning from Jesus and they're applying it in their lives day in and day out. That's what a follower meant in Jesus' time. And that's what the disciples are for. They are followers of Jesus, learning from Jesus, and doing the things that Jesus is doing. All right? And just as Jesus gave a call to follow him for the first four disciples of Jesus, he gave a call or an invitation to follow him. Jesus is giving us that same calling to follow him right now. Jesus wants each and every one of us here to follow him, to be a student of him, not just mere spectators, but to have a personal relationship with him. You see, Jesus doesn't just want you to be at a distance looking at him. He wants you to come closer, to build relationship with him. You know, Jesus loves you so much that he couldn't bear seeing you at just a distance. He wants you to come closer to him. He wants you to experience him personally. Right? We have relationships here, but if we are at a distance, it seems like the relationship may not be working. But if our relationship is closer, the more we get closer to the person we have relationship with, the greater or the stronger the bonds would be. So that's what a follower means in Jesus' time. The disciples were closely related to Jesus, that they are sharing lives together. In Mark chapter 1, verse 8, you see, an invitation needs a response. When someone gives you an invitation, you need to answer whether it's a yes or a no. Are you going or not? It needs a response. And we're going to look at how the disciples, the first disciples, responded to the call of Jesus, to the invitation of Jesus. In verse 18, it says, "And immediately they left their nets and followed him." Immediately they left their nets. It's an instant decision to follow Jesus. The moment Jesus called the disciples, they immediately followed him. They made that decision right then and then to follow and to say yes to the invitation of Jesus Christ. I believe all of us here received that same kind of invitation to come to church this Sunday. And you said yes, that's why you are here. I don't know what are your reasons, your motives, but you said yes to an invitation. It might be from an audible voice of your friend or your family member, but you said yes to an invitation. That's why you are here. You see, the right response to the invitation of Jesus Christ is a yes. Can we say amen to that?
Amen. Amen.
All right. Discipleship is also an invitation to develop relationships with other people. We look at in Mark chapter 1, verse 18. He saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon. In verse 19, he also saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. We can see here that Jesus called the first four disciples in groups. He designed discipleship, or he designed people to be in a group. He wants people to be with each other. He doesn't want people to be following him alone. He wants people to gather in groups. You know what? It's really a lonely thing when we are traveling alone. When we have someone in our company, even just one person, the travel becomes enjoyable, right? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Right. So God designed discipleship to be with others. That's why the old saying as a Christian, that Christianity is never meant to be walked alone. We need to follow Jesus with other people as well. And it doesn't just say other believers, but other people. All people in this earth are valuable to Christ. That's why he calls us to follow him with other people. We don't handpick people to be with us. Everyone is valuable to Jesus Christ. All right? So, discipleship in the book Lego Principle by Pastor Joey Bonifacio, he described discipleship. Discipleship is about connecting to God and with one another. You see, discipleship is meant to be walked with other believers. Just imagine this with me. I have here a picture of a Ceres bus. Mamang, you have ride a Ceres bus before? Right? So, wala ni sa Manila, so I miss the Ceres bus. Who among you have experienced field trips or outings? Or, di ba, almost all of us have experienced outing or holiday trips outside of Dumaguete. But I guess if I would ask you, who are the people you want to be with in this outing or in this trip? I would guess it would be the people whom you love. The people whom you have a relationship with. Right? So, discipleship will never be boring because we are with the people that we love. Diba? Discipleship will never be boring because we are with the people whom we love. Right? If you are with someone who is a stranger, I think you wouldn't even speak up. But if you have people whom you love, you have relationship with, all the hours of the minutes of the trip will be enjoyable. Is that right? Right? Come on. So, in Victory, we are so committed to people following Jesus and following Jesus together. That's why our mission and vision here is to honor God and make disciples. We want to honor God by making disciples. We say we are a follower of Jesus, then we make disciples. A follower is a disciple. If you are a disciple, if I am a disciple, I would make disciples. Is that right? Come on. Let's look at again verse 17 of Mark chapter 1. It says, I will make you become fishers of men. I will make you become fishers of men. You know what? Discipleship entails transformation. And transformation isn't just an outward one. It's an inside one. I have here a picture of the Transformers. This is Optimus Prime and Bumblebee, I believe. So this is who they are before they transform. And after being a car, they transform into a warrior, into a hero. But for us, as a disciple of Christ, it's more than just the appearance that is being transformed. You see, discipleship entails transformation, and it's a process. It's not just a one-time experience that we are transformed. It's a process. It's a day-to-day experience. Day in, day out, the moment you answer the call to follow Jesus, transformation already begins. And unlike those transformers that when they want to go back to their car state, they can immediately. But as for us, the moment transformations begin in our hearts, genuine and true transformation begins in our hearts, we can never go back. We can never go back. We can just continue with the process, continue with the journey. And transformation for us believers, people who are here right now, transformation is becoming like Christ. Becoming Christ-like in every area of our lives. Each and every day, we are transformed. In every dealings that we have, we are transformed into the image of Christ. Every time you read your Bible, every time you do one-to-one, you do Victory groups, you are becoming Christ-like in every area of your life. Is that an amen? Come on. So, I have here an interesting word. It's the word become. And according to Miriam, not Miriam Santiago, Merriam-Webster, the definition of become is to undergo change or development, to begin to have specified quality. And that quality that we are going to have is the quality of Christ, the Christ-likeness in us. The moment we answer to the call to follow Jesus, we are being transformed in the image and likeness of Christ. All right? There's an author who said, sheep added to the end of disciple means the state of or contained in. And that's according to Bill Hall. So you see, if you take out the literal meaning of sheep, that's to send. And if you put the disciple or the person into that ship, it would mean sending someone. And that's what Jesus wants us to do. He wants to send us to all the earth to be witnesses for Christ, to be witnesses for Him. As a disciple, we have to live a life being a witness of Christ. You see, as we are being transformed each and every day, it becomes automatic that we profess the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. Right? The same old boring strokes. Mark 1:17, it says, I will make you become fishers of men. There's a purpose why God called us. And there's a mission that is entailed to it. And that is to go and make disciples. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, it says, go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The word go right there gives us a picture of a journey. So discipleship is not just a process, it's a journey that we have to take. When you say it's a journey, you have to be with other people traveling together. You may not know those people, but you are traveling together. It's a journey. And for us, we have a choice whether we want to bring our loved ones with us who are not here right now to bring to that journey or not. The moment we answer Jesus' call to us to follow him, we are on a journey to go and make disciples of all nations. Verse 17, he says, I will make you become fishers of men. Following Jesus is more than just coming to church day in and day out. We have to make disciples. We have to make relationships with people that, whom we can share the word of Christ in our life. You know what? Sometimes we come to church thinking that this is my harvest field. This is my harvest field. I want to plead with you. The moment you go out here, that is your harvest field. Diba, makita na to sometimes sa kalugar na ito, welcome to the town of Bacong or welcome to Bayawan. The moment we get out, kindly have this picture with me in your mind. Welcome to your harvest field. Welcome to your battlefield. Right there outside is our harvest field. The moment we get out there, we have to build relationships with people to bring them closer to God, to bring them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. That same relationship that you are enjoying with right now in the person of Jesus Christ, we have to share it to other people. That's what it means to be a disciple. A disciple makes disciples. Can you say amen to that? All right. So I'd like to read Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. And it says, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. You know, when God gave that great commission to go out there and make disciples of all nations, it's the only verse in the Bible that Jesus said, I am with you always. So the moment you go and make disciples, Jesus is with you. Jesus will be with you. It's not a question whether God will be here. He will be with you. That's an assurance for us that the moment we make disciples, though we will make mistakes along the way, Jesus is with us. Jesus will be with us. That's an encouragement for us. That's something that would strengthen us as we go out there and make disciples. Jesus is with us. He will be with us to the ends of the earth. So he wants us to do what he is doing, and that is making disciples. And as our commitment to help each and every one of us to go and make disciples, we have developed as a movement and as a church, we have developed this discipleship journey. And I have here the picture, and that is first, we engage, we establish, we equip, and then we empower. First, we engage our culture and community because we believe that everyone is valuable to God. And our primary tool in doing that is the one-to-one. The moment you do one-to-one, you are helping others follow Jesus and walk with Jesus. Who among you are doing one-to-one? All right, can we give them a claps of praise? Appreciation? One-to-one, that's the first step in this journey. Secondly, we establish people. Because everyone will grow as our lives are built on Christ, we would like to establish biblical foundations in the life of these people. Our primary tools would be the Victory Weekend, the Purple Book class, and the Church Community class. As we go with our relationship with God, it is deemed that we develop our relationship with God. As we continue to walk with God, we want to help you develop your relationship with God, a stronger foundations, a stronger biblical foundations, a stronger foundation of faith in Jesus Christ. That's why we have the Victory Weekend, the Purple Book class, and the church community. We commit to help each and every one of us grow in our walk with Jesus Christ. All right? Next is the equip, because we believe that ministry is not just for full-time workers like us. Ministry is for those people like you who are here right now. This is for you. That's why we want to equip you. We have Making Disciples class, wherein we would help you be effective ministers of the gospel, be effective witnesses of Jesus Christ in your life. This is a journey. No matter where you are in your discipleship journey, you may be still in one-to-one or you're leading a victory group, this is a journey. We're going to take this journey together. Can we say an amen to that? All right. And lastly, we empower. We empower disciples to make disciples because everyone is called to make disciples. That's why we have Empowering Leaders class, and that's to empower each and every one of us to make disciples. You see, when we follow Jesus, it is inevitable that we make disciples. It's not a question whether, Lord, do I have to make disciples? You have to make disciples. You and I will have to make disciples. If we truly are a followers of Christ, if we truly are a disciple of Christ, we will make disciples. We will become witnesses to our families. We will become witnesses to our neighbors, our friends, every people that we are dealing with, every people whom we have interfaced with. We will be witnesses to them. Our lives, when we live a life following Christ, a life who honors Christ by making disciples, people would see a difference in you. When you meet someone, they would see that there's a different thing in you. Some people would even ask, what is it in you that is not in me? Why are you like this? Why are you so happy? Why are you so happy even when times get rough? That is because Jesus is in you. You see, when we truly follow Jesus Christ, people would see your life. It's your life that people would see that would help them follow Jesus Christ, that would help them know Jesus Christ. So as an effective follower of Jesus, let us not be afraid to share the gospel to people. I charge you right now, as Jesus charged his disciples, to go and make disciples of all nations. As we go out there, we make disciples. We make disciples of our family members, our office mates, our neighbors, everyone that we love, everyone whom we know, we make disciples. These are not just mere programs or events that we're creating here for you. This is a journey. This will help us grow in our relationship with God. This isn't just a membership class or whatever that is. This is a journey that each and every one of us will have to take as we follow Jesus Christ. And we also believe that true discipleship happens in a community. That is why no matter where you are in your discipleship journey, we encourage you to be part of a victory group. Victory group is a healthy community wherein we can grow with other people who are also following Jesus Christ. And we can help other people grow as well and know Jesus Christ and help them follow Jesus Christ in their life. We can invite people in a discipleship group that is victory group. That's why I have here a picture of some of the victory groups that we have. These are happening all throughout the week. These are people who are sharing their lives to each other, helping each other grow in their walk with God, helping others become effective witnesses to other people. And I have this one. This is a picture of me and my discipler, Engineer Christian Borromeo. I could just think, if this man didn't take that courage to disciple me, I just couldn't think kung asa ko karon. You see, my life before was kind of messy, and Engineer Christian has taken that courage to disciple me. I just remembered he was sharing to me after I finished Victory Weekend, and ana siya, bro, Kuya Juan, biya ko, first time na to nag one-to-one, bro, kay upaw manggug ka. Abi na ako kuan kanang buluyagon ka, bugoy ka ayo, ana ba? So he took that courage to disciple me. I was his first follow-up. I was his first one-to-one. He took that courage to share the gospel with me. And here I am right now sharing the gospel to you guys. So I charge you and I encourage you. Jesus is with you as you make disciples. Take that courage, take that boldness, take that step of faith to talk to your office mates, to talk to your friends who Jesus is in your life. And as you talk to them, they would realize that, oh, This is what makes the difference between you and me. You have Jesus in your life. And somehow they would ask you, how can I follow Jesus Christ? And that is your open door, and that is your gateway to their hearts for them to follow Jesus. So I charge you right now to go and make disciples of your friends, of your families, of your loved ones. Lastly, I have here a picture of a doctor. This one right here, a doctor, you know that a doctor takes a lot of years or a lot of time in studying, learning medicine. Pre-med, 4 years or 5 years, and then another 5 years for medicine proper, and then 2 years for intern. They took so much time to learn medicine. And through that process of learning and internship and practicing, they develop their character, they develop their attitude, they develop their skills. And now we can call them doctors. You see, our life as a believer, as a follower, is also like this. We're going through a process. And being a disciple of Christ isn't just an addition to our name. We have to live a life that is worthy to be called a disciple. They are practicing medicine. That's why we're calling them a doctor. Many of you doesn't know that I'm a registered nurse. I'm not wearing a uniform right now. I'm not wearing a hat of a nurse. That's why you don't see me as a nurse. You wouldn't even recognize me as a nurse. But I am a registered nurse. But I'm not practicing it. I'm not honing my skills. I'm not honing my character to become a nurse. You wouldn't see it in my life. But as a disciple, if we don't go out there and make disciples, how can we call ourselves a disciple? How can we be a disciple if we are not walking the purpose that a disciple has? A disciple has a purpose and a mission, and that is to go out there and make disciples. If we are not making disciples, then who we are? Who are we? Being a disciple or follower of Christ is not just an addition to our name. It's who we are. That's why we do what we do, because it's who we are. We disciple people because we are a disciple ourselves. We disciple people because it's who we are inside. We are a disciple. We are a follower of Christ. The moment we follow Christ and go through that process of transformation in our lives, discipleship becomes our identity. As believers and followers of Christ, discipleship becomes our identity. Luke chapter 6 verse 44 says, "For each tree is known by its own fruit." We can only be called a disciple when we have a fruit that is a disciple as well. If you have people in mind that you have discipled, who would that be? If you haven't started discipling people, sharing the gospel to people, I believe you have many loved ones you have in mind that you would want to share the gospel. You have all the resources. We want to help you as well to make disciples, to become effective ministers of the gospel. You see, we make disciples because first we are a disciple of Christ. We cannot keep avoiding the purpose and the mission of discipleship and still call ourselves to be true to the scriptures. Because if we say we follow Jesus and then we're not doing what He has called us to do, what He has been doing, making disciples, then we are not true to the scriptures. Because the scripture says, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." If we follow Jesus, we will fish for people. If we genuinely have become a disciple of Jesus Christ, we will make disciples. And do not be afraid. Many of us are struggling because we have fears. How can I do it? I encourage you, do not be afraid. Jesus said, "I will always be with you." He will be with you. And that is such an encouraging word from Jesus Christ, such an encouraging statement from Jesus, that He will be with us. No matter who I'm discipling with, Jesus will be with me. He will give me the words, He will give me the wisdom, He will give me the courage and the boldness to speak the gospel to the people. So as we go out there, we make disciples. And lastly, before we end, if we look at this passage, the whole passage of Jesus Christ calling his first four disciples, it may seem like Jesus just saw them and then by random called them. No. Jesus had a relationship with them. If you read the book of John chapter 1 to 4, we would see that prior to that, Jesus calling his first disciples in the Sea of Galilee, he had first a relationship with them. He dined with them. He took that initiative to know them, for them to know Jesus as well. Jesus was intentional in his disciple making. And in the same way for us, we can be intentional as well. Jesus called us to be intentional as we make disciples. And I remember one pastor said, discipleship is a journey. And along the journey, we can have trips. In that journey, trips that is to target people or identify people who would we want to share the gospel with, our resolve. To resolve in our hearts that no matter what happens, this person might reject me as I share the gospel to him, but I would not stop. I would not stop in reaching out to this person. Resolve. Third, invite. As you have resolved in yourself, you would invite this person. Give that invitation, same as what Jesus did to us. He gave us an invitation to follow him. And lastly, to pray for that person. If you have one person in mind right now, who would that be? Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Jesus was intentional in his dealings, in making disciples. Jesus gave us that example for us as we go out there and make disciples.